This coming Shabbos, Parashat Emor, have other name, Parashat HaMoadot. The Torah teaches about all the holidays, and every time in the Torah, when the Torah teaches about the holidays, first one is, Vayedaber Hashem, we read, we're going to read this coming Shabbos, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe l'mor, daber el bnei Yisrael, ואמרת עליהם, מועדי השם, אשר תקריאו אותם מקראי קודש, אלה הם מועדי, what is the list of the holidays, ששת ימים, number one, תעשה מלאכה, ובהם השביעי שבת שבתון, מקרא קודש, כל מלאכה לא תעשו, שבת היא להשם בכל מושבותיכם, and the Torah give us all the list of all the holidays. It's because Shabbat is beginning of every holiday, and the name of the parsha is Parashat HaMoadot. Moreover, 15 times in the Torah, we learn about Shabbat. 15 times. We not find any other mitzvah but the Torah talk about the mitzvah again and again. Is I would like to take this opportunity, specifically in these days, between Pesach to Shavuot, Yemei Sfirat HaOmer, where this is also related to Shabbat, because every night we say, Usfartem lachem mimochorat HaShabbat, Sfirat HaOmer start mimochorat HaShabbat, obviously mimochorat Pesach, what name of Pesach is Shabbat, ad mimochorat HaShabbat HaShviit, until we finish 7 weeks, and we arrive to Shavuot. To explain, in an interesting way, the essence of Shabbat, and how is relevant for us every week in all our life. And we start in this way. Every Friday night, in Kabbalat Shabbat, Reb Shlomo Elkavetz, Baal Alecha Dodi, teach us something very, very interesting. We say this every week, but when we stop and we sing about this, it's unbelievable. We say, Mikdash Melech, Ir Melucha. The place what the Kodesh Baruch Hu lead all the world is Yerushalayim. And what we say, Kum Itzei Mitoch Hafecha. We talk about how Yerushalayim is destroyed. Rav Lashevek Be'emek Abacha. And later, Itnaharim Me'afar Kumi. Clean all the dust, all the sand, and don't sit on the floor. Livshi Bigdei Tifartech Ami. And the question is, why, when we arrive to Shabbat, and we dress nicely, Shabbos dik, beautifully, we mention Churban HaBayit. We know, Avelut don't take place in Shabbat. If Tisha B'Av, the day of Bet HaMikdash destroyed, day of Bet HaMikdash destroyed, take place in Shabbat, is normal Shabbat. We push the day of fast to next day, to Sunday. Seudat Shlishit, late afternoon, we're allowed to eat Keseudat Shlomo B'Shaato. Avilut is not connect to Shabbat. Cannot walk with Shabbat. Is why, when we're ready to walk to Shabbat, and we're so excited, and we dress how we dress before wedding, before special day, we talk about Kum Itzei Mitoch Hafecha, we mention Churban HaBayit. Why does this take place Friday? The answer is twice only. In all Chazal, we find we have obligation to look for something. One is, one of the question, what the Kadosh Baruch Hu asked after 120, everyone, B'Shah Shemachnisim, Adam Ladin, Gemarain Shabbat Lamed Aleph, Kodesh Baruch Hu asked him, נסעת ונתת באמונה, קבעת עיתים לתורה, etc. And what relevant for us, ציפית לישוע. We have obligation all the life to look for the redemption. We find this again about Shabbat. The Rambam, in פרק למד, Shabbat, teach us. ארבעה דברים נאמרו בשבת, זוכר ושמור, כבוד ועונג. And now the Rambam say, what is כבוד שבת? שאמרו חכמים, מצווה על אדם לרחוץ פניו ידיו ורגליו בחמים, to come ready to Shabbat, and what relevant for us, מתעטף בציצית, this until today, בני תימן, what following after שיטת הרמב״ם, arrive Friday to the shul with talit, ויושב בכובד ראש, מייחל להגבלת פני שבת. יושב בכובד ראש, מייחל להגבלת פני שבת, כמו שהוא יוצא לקראת המלך. הזמין every Friday, we need to wait and to look for to Shabbat. To come ready before Shabbat arrive. Exactly when king arrived to the town, all the town wait for him. Minimum hour before, maybe more, a little bit less. But we wait for him. We ready. Exactly same, we need to look for to Shabbat. Iskam Reb Shlomo Elkavetz and teach us exactly how everyone have deep feeling about the redemption and look for of the redemption exactly same. Exactly same, we need to look for to Shabbat. And now, after this introduction, we will walk in and we see aspect about Shabbat, what really can walk with us all the week. The Rambam, in Perek Lamed Hilchot Shabbat, Halacha Vav, teach us this follow. אף על פי שהיה אדם חשוב ביותר, special person, שאין דרכו לקח דברים מן השוק. For example, chief rabbi, great, תלמיד חכם, he don't go to make shopping, ולא להתעסק במלאכות שבבית, he not work so much in the house, חייב לעשות דברים שם לצורך שבת בגופו. חייב. Yes, he need to go to the grocery, to the supermarket, to stay in the line, to buy חלות, or anything else, to do something for שבת. And the Rambam bring us list of Tanaim, what they do before Shabbat. They cut the wood and they help to cook everything what we need for Shabbat, etc., etc. וכל המרבה בדבר זה, הרי זה משובח. And דברי הרמב״ם bring the משנה ברורה to ask in סימן רשנון very stark question. What is mean? We have halacha. If somebody learned Torah and he need to make the mitzvah, if this mitzvah can take place by somebody else, he will continue to learn and somebody else will make the mitzvah. For sure, the students of all the great Tanaim, we feel honor to go to the shuk to make shopping for Shabbat, for the great Tana, for the great Rosh Yeshiva, great Rabbi. And what we can get, Am Yisrael for good forever, as a few masechtot in the Shas. Because every Friday, all the Tanoim Amoroim close the Gemara, and they go to busy preparation for Shabbos. Why? They can continue, and the mitzvah to make the shopping can take place by somebody else. And every mitzvah, what somebody else can make the mitzvah, he can continue to learn. Is the Shara Tziyun ask, can he stay Betzari Chiyun? Bala Mishnah Brura. Why all the great Tanaim, what really study Torah non-stop, and we enjoy from this Torah, the light of the Torah for good forever, why is it stop to learn Friday? And go to come busy, sometimes hours, to prepare for Shabbos. Why other people cannot do this for them? This is question number one. Question number two. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. Kuf Yud Chet. Teach us. Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Amar Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi Mishum Bar Kapara. Kol HaMekayem Shalosh Seudot B'Shabbat. If we keep three meals every Shabbos, Friday night, lunch, and Seudah Shlishit, Nitzol, Mishalosh Poroniot. We protect ourselves from major three tragedies. Chevlei Mashiach, Gehenom, and the Gog Magog war. And the Gemara continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Kol HaMeaneg et HaShabbat. Notnim lo nachala bli meitzarim. If you enjoy from Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will extend your borders. You will get more about what you have. And the Divrei Gemara also, we need to explain. What does mean kol ha-me'aneg et ha-shabbat? If I'm enjoying Shabbat, if I enjoy to eat three meals, this protects us from three major tragedies. The Gemara need to say, not kol ha-mekayem shalo seudot, not kol ha-me'aneg et ha-shabbat, kol ha-shomer Shabbat. If somebody keeps Shabbat with all the details, this big challenge to do exactly what we need to do in the right way, this can protect from tragedies. This can extend our borders. But how to sit around the table to enjoy from three meals, relax, we enjoy this himself, protect us from major tragedies. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu extend our borders. How we explain this? What does it mean? This is the two questions what I would like to ask. And through these two questions, to share with you beautiful, beautiful aspect about Shabbat, relevant for us all the time. And B'siyata Dishmaya, this will elevate our Shabbat to other stage, from other perspective. Is again, short and clear. Question number one, why special people? What normally don't make any shopping? Fridays, they need to close the Gemara and to go to make shopping. Need to prepare for Shabbat. Why? This mitzvah somebody else can make for them. And they can continue to study and everybody will enjoy. The students enjoy what they do. This is for the Rebbe. The Rebbe enjoy. He can write other masechtot and we can keep this for good forever. No, no. You need to close the Gemara to make the shopping. Why? Chayav. It's not optional. Chayav, not mitzvah. Mitzvah is mean. It's nice if you do this. The Rambam use the language chayav. It's obligation. Why? And question number two, how to enjoy Shabbos, to feel pleasure in Shabbos, to eat 3 meals in Shabbat, protect us from tragedies and extend our borders. Why is the Gemara don't say kol ha-shomer Shabbat? What does it mean kol ha-mekayem Shabbat? How do we answer this? The answer of these questions, one aspect in Divrei Chazal is follow. Chazal teach us in Elkut Shimoni Parashat Vayechi, we Am Israel compared to sand, dirt, and stars. One posuk say in Parashat Lech Lecha, Kosh Baruch Hu take Avraham Avinu outside and he say to him, Abet Na Hashemayma Hu Spor HaKochavim, try to count the stars, אם תוכל לספור אותם, ואמר לו, כה יהיה זרעך. Exactly how you cannot count the stars, כה יהיה זרעך. We compare to stars. We have in parashat vayishlach. Vesamti et zaracha kichol hayam. Asher lo yisafer mirum. We compare to the sand of the ocean. And the third pasuk in parashat vayetze, vaya zaracha ki'afar haaretz. And we need to understand what this means. How in same time we compare to the sand and same time to the stars. One is bashamayim, one is baaretz. How is connect to each other. Moreover, when you look in Tanchuma, Parashat Kitisa, Chazal teach us, ב-10 מקומות נמנו ישראל. We account Am Israel in 10 places. When we move to Egypt, 70 nefesh. When we go out from Egypt, 600,000, ויסו בני ישראל מרמסס. In Sefer Dvorim, time of Yoshua, when he divided Eretz Israel, we have the list of the Shvotim, how many have in Shevet. Twice in time of Shaul, one in time of David HaMelech, one in time of Ezra, and one in the end of the days. It's 10 places. We know exactly the number of Am Israel. Is how Chazal say in other end, we don't have any number. We compare to the sand, to the stars, to the dirt. They don't have any number. We also. But in other end, we see in 10 places, we have exactly number. And to make this more difficult to understand, the pasuk say to us in Hosea, "Ve'aya mispar bnei Israel kechol hayam asher lo yimad ve'lo yisafer." I'm completely confused because "Ve'aya mispar bnei Israel," mispar is mean you have number, asher lo yimad ve'lo yisafer. We have number. We know the number how many we ask. Oh, lo yimad, velo yisaper. In same pasuk, the reisha contradicts the sefer. The explanation is, follow. הקדוש ברוך הוא, when he creates אדם הראשון, and Chava, he say to them, you can eat from every tree, except one tree, you're not allowed to eat. Why is he not allowed to eat? Why? The answer is very simple. We cannot say you can do everything what you want. Eat what you want, everything is open for you. הקדוש ברוך הוא teach אדם הראשון in the beginning, in the first conversation. We, to grow in life, what we need is to have borders. Borders don't come to limit our life. Borders come to keep balance in our life. From this reason, the purpose of the sand to come border from the ocean. Every wave try to destroy it, but when he come to the sand, he broke. Yes, sometimes we are flooding, but normally this is the borders for the ocean. We compare to the sand. It means the base uniqueness about us, Am Yisrael, we understand borders is necessary. Necessary to grow in the right way. Necessary to have great life, happy life, and succeed in life. In the moment when we understand the essence of the borders, and we build in by us this concept, we can grow and come same as a star. Star represent uniqueness, special. You go to hotel, 3 stars or 5 stars is completely different. Why star? Because star every time represent quality, uniqueness. But not only we get these benefits, we can come unique and special people, also this give us other gift, we similar to the dirt. What is unique about the dirt, about Afar Haaretz? What unique about the dirt is this is the potential of the creator of the world. Everything comes from the dirt. The land bring everything. Flowers, vegetables, fruit. We also come from the dirt. Afar Ata is mean, if we know to keep right borders, we more recognize our potential. We really can build and develop our life and to create unbelievable things what we never believed in the beginning this can happen to us. This is the reason why the Torah come and tells us about Shabbat. Al yitzeh ish min komo biyom ha-Shabbat. Why al yitzeh ish min komo biyom ha-Shabbat? To teach us. Exactly our great painter Monet, Picasso, Chagall, etc. When they show us what they do, also, if we not understand a lot about uniqueness of pictures, we can feel very impressed. Why? Because what unique about them, about every other painter would go to become great painter, you spend hours with colors. And after a few hours, you take break, you take a few steps, and you watch the picture. You sit and you watch the picture for hours. Why? To see where you can put other color, where you can keep what you do, when you can change the color, and this gives the quality of the picture. You can see the inset of the picture. It means this break helps the painter to make the picture completely. All the week, every one of us paint. Everyone in his field. Every week, we create new picture for the week. Friday afternoon, we take break. We watch the picture for 24 hours. And we see what is great, what part is unique, what part is so special, and what we need to fix, what we need to change, what we need to drop. And when we take this, we walk into the next week with a good part of the picture. And we can go to the other stage, week after week. Is the borders This is the purpose. To help us to grow with quality. And come the Meshech Chochma and tells us why before every holiday in the Torah teaches us about Shabbat. Because Shabbat is Raza De'echad. The secret of our nation is we have strong unity in our inside. Everyone stay in his town, in his neighborhood, in his city. No one can travel. No one can walk out of the Tchum Shabbat. But something inside connect all of us. When we recognize something inside connect us, now we can move to the next step of holidays, what we show is outside. We can carry stuff from place to place. We go to eat together. We go to share together. And the language of the Meshech Chochma is follow. Yesh mitzvot shemekashrim Yisrael ze lazeh. We have mitzvot that connect us. Tzitzit, filin, mezuzah. Ve'yesh mitzvot shemekashrim Yisrael. Mitzvot shemekashrim Yisrael ha'ashem itbarach. What is mean? Tzitzit, filin, mezuzah. Sorry. Ve'yesh mitzvot mekashrim Yisrael ze lazeh. Gmilut chasadin, trumot, ma'asrot. And this is the difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov. Shabbat alitzei ish bimkomo. Melech ha'toch ha'nefesh asura. You're not allowed to cook and to bake. Everyone stay in his town. Why? Because inside connect us. Aval yom tov, min ha-mitzvot, what we connect to ourselves to each other. Mutar ochel nefesh, you're allowed to bake and to cook. Late Shabbat, late afternoon of yom tov, maybe one guest will come. And this give you permission to collect a lot, to cook a lot. As we see, to arrive to essence of yom tov, we need to understand the secret and the uniqueness of Shabbat. In other end, what Shabbat give us? Shabbat give us what Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa teach us in Pirkei Avot. Kol shiirat cheto kodemet lechochmato, chochmato mitkayemet. If we understand, irat cheto is mean not something philosophy, not something in machshava. Irat cheto kodemet lechochmato take place in Shabbos in very practical way, in halacha perspective. What is mean? If we know people in the neighborhood, in Israel, well, don't take trumot u'masrot. Don't take trumot u'masrot. We cannot eat fruit and vegetable in this house. But in Shabbat, we're allowed to eat. Why does the Gemara say? The Yerushalmi say, because eimat ha-Shabbat alav. The respect what we have to Shabbat bring us to take trumot u'masrot for Shabbat. Also, the people don't do this in the week. Moreover, every day in Sheva Brachot, we need panim chadashot. To say Sheva Brachot in the end of the meal. In Shabbat, we don't need this. Everyone who was in the wedding, Thursday, Wednesday, in Shabbat, is panim chadashot. Our face in Shabbat is different. And this affects the halacha. We don't need panim chadashot. As we see, Shabbat give us respect. Give us more irat Hashem. And our Chazal come and tells us in Midrash Rabbah Bereishit, Vayivarech Elokim et Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadesh Oto. Bircho Be'or Panav. We get new light come from our face. Kitsho Be'or Panav. Eno Dome Or Panav Shel Adam Kol HaShavua Or Panav Shel Adam B'Shabbat. Our face, the light what come, the glory what come from the face in Shabbat is difference from the week. This essence of Shabbat. And this HaKadosh Baruch Hu also said to Adam HaRishon. Vayikach Elokim et Adam vayanicheo began Eden natan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvat Shabbat. Vayanicheo began Eden vayanach bayom ha-shvi'i. He reborn to the seventh day. Friday late. לעובדה ששת ימים תעבוד. לשומרה שמור את יום השבת. הזמין. הקדוש ברוך הוא immediately when he create Adam in the end of the creation close to Shabbat and bring him to Shabbat to teach him. You want to keep this world beauty? Great. Take the lesson of Shabbat. Stop from time to time. Keep borders in your life. Have balance. And this way you can grow. This exactly what happened to us in Kabbalat HaTorah. And what happened after Adam HaRishon from the tree? He broke the borders. When he broke the borders, he destroyed himself. We get other chance in Kabbalat HaTorah. Chazal come and tells us, Ani amarti Elokim atem. Because Baruch Hu give us other opportunity. And exactly same, when we get the other opportunity, every one of us in Kabbalat HaTorah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the instruction, what we need to watch and to keep? והגבלת את העם סביב לאמור, ישמרו לכם מלות בער ונגוע בקצהו. Watch, don't come close too much. לא תיגע בו יד. סכול יסכן, not only people. אם בהמה עם איש, לא יחיה. Why? Because when we really want to grow in right way, we need to know to understand how it's important to have borders. But keep us in good shape, right balance, and give us opportunity to extend our borders and to get more and more. And Moshe Rabbeinu come and say to Am Yisrael again. Ve'amar Hashem el Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, red ha'ed ba'am pen ya'arsu el Hashem. They go to destroy it if they will come close. Ha'idot ha'banu agbel et ha'ar v'kidesh to. Again he says this. Only in this way we really can enjoy from everything what we do. Now, this takes us to the next step. The Gemara teaches in Masechet Pesachim about Rav Yosef. He said to the family, buy the best meat to celebrate holiday of Shavuot, because if not this day, I'm same with everybody. The language of Gemara is, Ilo ayoma de kagarim, if not this special day, kama Yosef ika bishuka. In other end, Rabbi Yosef say, I'm genius. I'm superstar. IQ par excellence. Memory, priceless. Remember everything. Above everyone. I need to celebrate this. To say thank you to God. Buy the best meat and we enjoy together. He said to the family. And the Maharsha, and many others ask, 1 minute. Rabbi Yosef is role model of to feel humble. Mishemet Rebbe, the Gemara say, batla anava. No more humble people. Chazal say, no. Still somebody we can watch and learn from him anava. Rabbi Yosef. Is that Rabbi Yosef come and say, I'm superstar. I'm par excellence. My memory is marvelous. Above everyone. No one compared to me. No one come close to me. All over the world. This Rabbi Yosef. What gets the title? He's a humble man. How we explain this? The explanation is exactly the same. Rabbi Yosef come and say, genius people you have all over the world. Nobel Prizes all over the world. What made me unique, not because I have unique memory, not because I have phenomenal memory, and IQ par excellence, not the reason. The reason is, why? Because I celebrate this day. What does it mean? Chazal teach us. We leave Egypt, everybody agrees Thursday. We get the Torah, everybody agrees Gemara in Shabbat Peichet, Shabbat. If you count the days, there's only one holiday in all the Jewish calendar what we don't celebrate in the right day in Eretz Israel. What is only one day Yom Tov. The day of Kabbalat HaTorah was in the day of 51. Day of 51. Why we celebrate the 50 day? Why? Because the 50 days, kol sheirato kodemet lechokhmato, chokhmato mitkayemet. We celebrate not the IQ, not we smart, genius. We celebrate, we understand who gave us everything. We understand who we need to say thank you. And because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have everything. Not anybody else. He gave it all the time. Omer Rav Yosef, this would make me unique. My Yirat Shamayim. And what does mean Yirat? What does mean Yirat Shamayim? Rabbeinu Yonah say, beginning of Masechet Avot, one of the rule was the first Mishnah teach us, Ve'asu siyag la Torah. He say, to make borders, more important from the mitzvah himself. Why? Because when somebody makes mitzvah, we really don't know why he makes a mitzvah. Maybe he really wants to make mitzvah. Maybe he don't have anything more to do now. He tried to make mitzvah. Maybe Stami does this. Who knows? But if somebody has a border, what help him to do the mitzvah in the right way? What save him not to do the wrong way? This show how he makes a mitzvah. Interesting. What is the first sin in this world? Chet Adam Arishon. But with all the respect, why Chet Adam Arishon? Who ate first from the tree? Chava. She start. Why he get all the sin of his shoulder? Chet Adam Arishon. Why? She give him to eat. You know why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Adam Arishon, listen very carefully. You can eat from every tree. One tree, if you eat, you die. Your life is over. It's clear, your life is over. Adam Arishon say, yes, okay. He said to himself, how can I watch myself? I make border. I say to myself, I'm not allowed to touch. Maximum I touch, but I don't eat. Good. But when he come to his lovely wife, what he say to Chava? HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say to me, we're not allowed to eat and to touch the tree. It's for Chava to eat and to touch. It's exactly the same. And the snake listens to this conversation. Chazal say, he say, finish. I win. He come to Chava and say, Chava, listen to me very carefully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, don't like competition. You know, if you eat from this tree, you come same with God. You worry. How is the Pesuk say? Beyom ochlechem imenu, והייתם כאלוהים יודעי טוב הרע. This is worry. From this reason, don't give me permission. Look me. I jump on the tree. I move the branches. Nothing happened to me. Try, touch. No, I told you. He said to Chava, now you can eat. She believed him. But if Adam HaRishon will say to Chava, listen, we only not allowed to eat. To touch is my border, what they say. She will say to him, you lie. We're allowed to touch. You want to eat? You want I will eat? You eat first, I eat after you. And he cannot succeed. It's because Adam, Chava, make the sin. He take all the responsibility of this sin. Not Chava. He take. As we see, again, moreover. Listen, moreover. Yaakov Avinu passed away. The Egyptian and mourning about him 70 days, 70 days of mourning, and also the busy to keep his body sane for good. After 70 days, wow, Alanat Amet, they decide the time take place to give the green light and the family of Yaakov can bury him in Eretz Canaan. In this moment, Yosef know clearly all the Egyptians would like to go after his father. First, to appreciate what he do. When he arrived to Egypt, 2 years of starving stopped. The Nilus, the water, go up. Also, the Medis Akarat Atov de Yosef, what he saved the economy of Egypt, make Egypt the empire of economy all over the world, more from anybody else. And he knows this. It's what he do. He use Leviah. He crossed the Yarden River to the east side of the Yarden River with all the family. He go to the north. People in Eretz Canaan say, the Pesuk say, Evel Kaved leMitzrayim. They see something unusual what they don't see before. It takes 3 weeks, the Chatam Sofer say. 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, Yosef say to all the Egyptians, thank you very much. I very appreciate what you honor my father, what you honor me. Now, our custom is only family stay. Nobody else. Thank you very much. And in a few weeks, we'll come back to Egypt. All the Egyptians go to Egypt. This part I understand. Why go around? From Egypt to Hebron is exactly 6 days. 6 days straight. Why go around a few weeks? He don't want any goy will walk with his father to bury him in Eretz Israel. In Eretz Israel, no. Yaakov Avinu. Merkevas HaShechina is part of this wagon of the Shechina. he don't want this. He go around. In one hand, he gives them opportunity to honor him. In other hand, they not walk with him in Eretz Israel. Good. But now look what happened. They need only to cross the Jordan River. There or two, to bury Yaakov in Meirat HaMachpelah. Yosef say, no, we built tent. Huge tent. And they stay in this tent 7 days. Vayas le'aviv evel shivat yamim. All the family in the tents. Everyone. The body of Yaakov in the middle, 7 days. They eat, they sleep in same tent with Yaakov. Why they don't go to bury him? Why? Make shiva after. Bury him and after sit together. Yosef say, when we go back to Egypt, soon the good years will over. Soon, Avodat Parech will take place. Ve'avadum ve'inu otam. Soon, no one can keep one mitzvah. Zero. Alalu ovdei avodah zarah ve'alalu ovdei avodah zarah. How we say? Le'otzi goy mikerev goy. How we keep all the generation after the connection with Safta and Saba, Ima ve'aba. How we connect them to Yaakov, Avinu, Sarah, Rachel, Leah, Yitzchok, Avrom, Rivka, Leah. How we connect them? Eretz Israel is empty from every Jew. 210 years. How? The Keshe will stay. They cannot keep any mitzvah. And after a week, they come to the conclusion. How? Lo shenu et shmam, they don't change the names. Lo shenu et levusham, they don't change the clothing. Ve lo shenu et sfatam, the language. What does it mean? Outside, they spoke Egyptian. Inside, in the house, they spoke Lashon HaKodesh. Outside the dress, our people dress in the street in Egypt. Inside, the dress, our Jew dress. The names what they give to the children, name what belong to the society of Egypt. But the name, what they have in the house, is Jewish name. This is not mitzvot. It's not mitzvah to have specifically this name, not other name. It's not mitzvah to dress in this way, not in other way. It's not mitzvah to speak all the time in this language, not in other language. But this is border. This helps them to remember. We belong to some other place. We belong to other nation, to other people, to other root. And this keeps them. This is a border. This is what Chazal come and teach us. This is what Rav Yosef come and say. What I celebrate this day of Shavuot is not day what I learn Torah. People can learn Torah all over the world. Can know maybe much better for me. This day is Yirato Kodemet L'Chokhmato. This is the reason why Kol HaMe'aneg Et HaShabbat. If you enjoy from Shabbat, Kol HaKoveh Shalosh Seudot. What does it mean Shalosh Seudot? What does it mean Neget HaShabbat? It's day of relax. We can come. We have time to sing, to look in a relaxed way about the week, what is over. What I do great, I take with me to the next week. What I do wrong, I try to drop. What I need to fix, I try to do the best. When we take this in this way, this protects us from every tragedy. This gives us opportunity to extend our borders. Why? Because we difference. The nation know the secret of Jewish people is Shabbat. Every time, all the history, if they try to stop us to keep mitzvot, the first one was a Shabbat. They know Shabbat. What Aman know. Yeshno Am Echad! Mefuzar Meforad. He's all over, but he's one. Nation cannot understand this. How Jewish people stay in Uganda and soldiers from Israel come to save them. Impossible. Our Jewish person stay in other side of the world. We never give up to bring her back. In any way. All the time. They understand the secret of us is inside connection. This is Shabbat. This is what Shabbat come to teach us. And now, when we understand this, we can take this to the next step. Unbelievable. Avshalom was one of the people who want to lead Am Israel after his father will die. He had a very close friend, Achitofel. Achitofel was the head of the Sanhedrin, genius man. Any advice what we get for him in his time, Kedaber Isha Elohim, the pasuk says in Shmuel, to talk to God directly. And he was very close friend with Avshalom. Avshalom asked him, how I can lead Am Israel after the time of my father, King David. He said to him, listen, go to your father, say to him, you come back from war against Plishtim, what is true, and you want to say thank you to Hashem, you want to pray in Me'arat HaMachpelah. And travel to Me'arat HaMachpelah, send letter to your close people, and ask them if they would like to come with you. Don't give the reason. And he sent letters, people very impressed, get letter from Avshalom, head of the army, wow. And 200 people start to travel with them to Me'arat HaMachpelah. In the way, people around, all the towns, villages, see, ask what's going. So we really don't know, but Avshalom ask if you can go with them, and we travel. We also can come, sure. When he arrived to Hebron, thousands and thousands of people with Avshalom. In the meantime, he sent people to every city in Israel, and he told them, when you listen to the voice of the shofar, announce Avshalom comes the king. Why do this through Hebron? Because exactly when his father start leadership to lead us in Hebron, and after this he arrived to Jerusalem, Avshalom exactly same. And this worked very well. All Eretz Israel get break news, Avshalom is the next king. Now we ask Achitofel, what is my next step? Next step, A, go back to Jerusalem, stay with all the pilagshim of your father. Pilagish is mean, somebody have agreement with woman. King can get pilagish, no chupa, no kiddushim. And when he decide this agreement will stop, this pilagish allowed to marry, if she want, only other king, not anybody else. Respect to the kingdom. Not anybody else. If you stay with the pilagshim of your father, this is big statement, you're the next king. Because only king allowed to stay with pilagshim from king before. Step two, go kill to your father. You listen? Go kill to your father. Who says this? Achitofel. Who is Achitofel? End of the Sanhedrin. Wow. What do you mean? Go kill to your father? Zeradak explained. Who is Achitofel? His grandfather of Bathsheba. Bathsheba married to Uriah. And David take Bathsheba. And Uriah come from the war. And David ask him to come to him. He don't want. And he send him to the war in the front and he die. And Achitofel feel very upset about David HaMelech. And he say, he will pay off this. Now he feels this opportunity. Wow. David HaMelech, Avshalom, David HaMelech heard this news. But Avshalom comes the king, he take a group of people, run away to the desert. This is only the place that can save his life. Avshalom in the meantime arrived to Jerusalem. One of the close people to David HaMelech is Hushai HaErki. He was a chief of staff. He wanted to run with David to the desert. David said to him, no, you're older. You cannot run so quick. And we need to wait for you. And this can put us in big risk. Please, stay in the city. When Avshalom come, tell him, Yechi HaMelech, and stay with him, and tell me what is plain, and in this way you can save my life. Come, my spy. He said, okay. When Avshalom arrived, Hushai said to him, Yechi HaMelech, Yechi HaMelech. He said to him, shame of you. You leave my father? He was a close friend to him. How you can come to me? He said, what does it mean? He's the son of your father. He's not somebody else. He's continue, consistency of the leadership and the family. I want to give you all my practice to help you to become the great king, the best king. This is what I want, only to help you. Wow. Feel very impressed. He said, wow, now I have the two pillars of Am Israel. Achitofel on one end, Hushai and Azaren. This is a big statement. I'm the next king. After his time is election of his father, what is the second step? To kill my father, he say, 1 minute. 1 minute. It's too much. But Achitofel tell me, what I will do? He say, I will ask Hushai. You know my father very well, more from anybody else. And Hushai said to him, it's a great idea, but not now. Your father is lion, tiger, Dov Shakul, the Pasuk say. He not care about anything. He not scared from anything. He and his group of people, elite soldiers. When you start make war against him, he will try to kill them. They will come confused. They run away. You lose the momentum. You go to lose the momentum. Not now. First, come more strong in all the state of Israel, all the cities of Israel. After this, go kill your father. He sing and say, Tova atzat chushai mi atzat achitofel. This advice is better. In this moment, Achitofel go back to his house, Gemara Bava Batra, and he write letter. Don't, all your life, come involved in any argument. A. B. Don't fight against the kingdom of David HaMelech. C. If Shavuot morning, the sky is blue, after the holiday over, plowed and plant seed. I understand. Don't fight. Don't create argument. Don't stay against the kingdom what God pick. What is the third part? If Shavuot HaBoker, the sky is blue, later go plowed and plant seed. The explanation is Achitofel feel all the years when he give advice, he say, what does it mean? My advice, my perspective, my feeling, my way, he give credit to himself. He feel he's genius. He is superstar. In the moment when Avshalom don't listen to him, and I listen to Hushai, and he know for sure the advice that he give is right, and he don't listen, in this moment he understand all his life, life with mistakes. All his life, he feel he is smart, he can give advice, he is unique, he has the right perspective. Now he understand, Hashem iten chokhmah. And Tosot come and say, Masechet Chagiga, Daf Yudaled, all the Torah, what he learn, all the Torah, what he know, Achitofel, is zero. Tosot say, because he don't have Yirat Hashem. He don't have Yirat Hashem. He don't know the borders. He don't know. And he say, my mistake is, what is in machloket? How machloket? How argument get? You will tell me what to do. I'm more smart. I know better from you. This is the way how people sing. I'm for sure right. This means people start to give excuse to himself. Why? I'm right for me to start arguing. Don't do this, he say. Don't fight against HaKadosh Baruch if he decides something is not going to happen. We don't understand all the picture. And third, if Shavuos morning the sky is blue, what do you mean sky is blue? When the sky is blue, we have vision. If our vision is clear, what is Shavuot? Not day of Kabbalat HaTorah. Day of Irato Kodemet L'Chochmato. Plowed and planted wheat. Wheat, the Gemara tells us, is a tree when babies start to say Ima Abba, when he tastes wheat. When he tastes some bread from wheat. It means wheat represents wisdom. And it's so clear this day. Our wisdom, our knowledge come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he give, Atar Chonen LaAdam Da'at. Hashem Yiten Chochma. Everything come from him. Now we can run a lot and to extend all our borders. Shabbat. This is the day what the face, what we have is difference. Is we look different. Maybe in the mirror is same, but we difference. This is the day of Shabbat, what we can eat by everyone, what you know for sure, not give tumot to ma'asot in the week. Shabbat, we can enjoy all his meal. Irat Shabbat alav. Vayivarech Elokim et yom ha'shvi'i, we say in Kiddush. Vayikadesh oto. This is Shabbat. He's also Adam Chashuv Beyoter. Unique man. He not make any shopping. Stop. Go make. Chayav lasot. Because if we not have Shabbat, we not have this era, all the limud of the week cannot stay for good and forever. It's to keep what we have. We need the day of Shabbat. Shabbat needs a week. And week needs a Shabbat. Shabbat creates through the week. Every day, give 4 hours. God creates the world in 28 hours a day. 6 days. The day say, Chazal tell us, we want lead day to lead us. You want day to lead you, Hashem say, create the leader. Every day give 4 hours. 6 times 4 is 24. 24. This is Chemdat Yamim Oto Karata. This is a Yom, Yom Rishon, B'Shabbat. We have Sunday part of Shabbat, Monday part of Shabbat. Shabbat needs a week, week needs a Shabbat. If we take this in this way, it's B'Siyata Dishmaya. We will Zoche. Our Kishbuch will extend our borders. How we will not stay in any type of difficult time in many ways. And we have a lot of bracha. And we bezoche to yom shekulo Shabbat umnucha lechaye olamim. We bezoche the light of Shabbat will bring light by every one of us step by step until we see b'siyata dishmaya, the big light of Or Chadash al Tzion Tair v'nizke kulanu b'mera me'oro. And this is the reason what we say before, one more second, why every special gift God give us in Shabbat, or the name of the day Shabbat. Pesach was Thursday, the name is Shabbat. Yoshua takes the first city in Eretz Israel, Yericho in Shabbat. We get the Torah in Shabbat. We arrive in Eretz Israel, May 15, 1948, Shabbat. Shabbat give us the perspective, the glory. And we take this with us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemaleh et kol Mishalot Libeinu Letovah.